File number 2157. Debriefing. Colonel Smith, U.S. Army, and Captain Lucas Nielsen, Svenska Marinen. Location, Muska Naval Base, near Stockholm, Sweden.
You are the captain of the HSWMS Harnell Sand, is that correct?
Yes. Is Rear Admiral Bjarkmin going to join us?
No, it's just us.
What is this? Is this an official inquiry?
Call it what you want. We just want to know what happened.
With all due respect, Colonel, is it?
Yes.
With all due respect, Colonel, you are an officer in the U.S. Army, and I am a captain of the Swedish Navy. I understand that our governments are cooperating, but...
Captain, with all due respect, I'm not asking. Let's not waste any more time pretending you have a choice. You won't like how this ends. Believe me, I have all the authority that I need.
What do you want to know?
I want to know why we have a 19-year-old in a coma.
I believe her heart stopped. She had to be revived.
The Harnell Sand was less than 5 minutes away when she went in the water. She should be having cocoa right now, not lying unconscious in a hospital bed. What took you so long?
I strongly believe I should be having this conversation with Rear Admiral Bjarkmin.
Captain.
He should at least be in the room.
He was unavailable. Don't make me ask again, Captain.
Ask what? You said we were less than 5 minutes away. That's how long it took us to get there, less than 5 minutes. We didn't stop for snacks. It took us another 5 or 6 minutes to find the girl.
Why?
Why? You didn't lose an aircraft carrier. You lost a tiny human in a really big sea.
We didn't lose anything.
Well, your people had her. Then they didn't. You can draw your own conclusions. The waves were much bigger than she is. We were almost on top of her when we spotted her waving.
That's what, 10 minutes in the water?
Freezing water. Water temperature was 3 degrees Celsius.
3 degrees Celsius, that's...
More than 2, less than 4.
I would lose the attitude if I were you. You said she was waving at you. I'd take it she was still conscious.
She was. We threw her a life buoy.
You didn't bring her on board?
The Harnell Sand is a stealth corvette, not the dive boat. You can't just hop on and off. We had to get a lifeboat down. The problem is a Finnish attack helicopter showed up. They fired machine guns across our bows, right between us and the girl. She was almost hit. We assumed they'd rather kill her than let us have her, so we backed away. They moved closer. The helicopter was in a better position to extract her than we were. We asked for permission to engage. We were denied. We fired our guns 50 meters from the helicopter, and they stopped moving towards the girl, but they stayed to make sure we didn't either.
There were jets underway.
2 Griffins. But they weren't even in the air yet.
Why weren't they?
You'll have to ask them. All I know is there was a problem at the base. The first help we got was a rescue helicopter. One of yours, if I'm not mistaken, though it didn't have any markings. The Finns fired in the water again when they tried to approach the girl. Your Hilo moved towards the Finnish helicopter, dangerously close to it. They were in between the Finns' guns and the girl for a few seconds. We grabbed her with the lifeboat before they found a new vantage point. By then she'd been in the water for a good 30 minutes. She was unconscious. Her heart had stopped. That's why she's in a coma. Will that be all, sir?